Good morning. We're continuing with Chayodim Klal Nun, and we're looking at Simen Mem Beis. So we said before in Simen Mem Aleph that the idea that we can use the other ingredients to count towards the kezayas, and we can allow the person to say an alamichya, even though there wasn't a kezayas of dogon, a kezayas of flour and water in the cake. He had one kezayas of cake. There's less than a kezayas of flour because of the other ingredients. But you can still say an alamichya, and there's what to rely on to do so. This is only true in the case of honey cake or sugar cake. So over there, the purpose of the honey, the purpose of the sugar, is there to flavor the kemach and the dough, the flour and the dough. So then we say that we can look at the other elements as being secondary and subsumed in the dough, and it's as if you had a kezayis of dough, and you can make a bracha b'al amichya. Aba minei groifin shemavashlim im bulbis v'kitniyis. So you would make this mixture of like a farfel together with potatoes or beans, and the pieces were small. So the Chayyadim's sheet later on, in regards to the rules of Iker and Tofel, so you have a mixture that the person makes, let's say, chicken and rice, and he cuts up the chicken into small pieces and mixes it together. So there's rice and the chicken together. A person would have something of that sort with the farfel. So he had small little pieces of potato, beans, and barley, let's say a cholent. And he uses some very small pieces of potato. So in any given bite, you're really eating everything together. See if the pieces are nicker, and they're large enough that they're obvious and distinct. So there's a machlokes between the Chayyadim and the other poskim, whether you make two brachas or one bracha. The Chayyadim holds you make two brachas in that situation. Everybody agrees if the pieces are so large, the Aruch HaShulchan gives the criteria, if in any one bite, you pick up with a spoon or with a fork, you're going to end up just picking up one item. So each time that you're eating just one of the items, because all of the items are large, so then you make multiple brachas. If they're so small that you're always eating a mixture, and they're not really clear and obvious which one's which, everybody agrees that you only make one bracha. It's a taruvis, you only make one bracha. In a situation where it's somewhere in the middle, so the chayadim has it up mechalik, because he holds you make two brachas, and other places can say you make one bracha. But let's say a scenario where they're small and they're not so distinct. So you only make one bracha. So which bracha do you make? So normally you say you go basarov, but because it's mezainas, we have a rule called sheyesh bo mechamesh minigdagon. Anything which has wheat, one of the five types of flours, five types of grains included in it, becomes the primary food. So in that situation, a person would make just a mezainas. So in regards to a cholent, if the items, see, he's not eating it on Shabbos, he's eating it during the week, and so he makes a bracha. So what bracha does he make on cholent? See, if the potatoes are large pieces which are eaten separately, not part of the mixture, you'd have to make a separate bracha of adama on the potatoes. You also have to make a bracha of mezonos on the barley. And if the pieces of meat are large as well, so you'd have to make three brachas. If the pieces are cut fairly small, and you're going to be eating them always in a taruvis, so according to most poskim, you just make one bracha, and the bracha is mezonos. According to the Chayyadim, only if they're cut in very small pieces, you'll make one bracha, and the bracha will be mezonos. What about the bracha achrona? Can you count the other items, other ingredients, towards the kezayis? So Chayyadim says no. Da'avka kesho'ochel kezayis b'dechi l'spras, mavorach alamichra, vein echad botu l'chaveri. We do not look at the other items which are there as being bottled to the grain, because the Maisa, they are there to be a separate, distinct act of Achila, as opposed to the cake, where the other ingredients are there to flavor the flour. We don't look at the purpose of the potatoes is to flavor the barley, and the meat is to flavor the barley. The dish that you're serving is a combination of all three together, but one is not bottled to the other one. So, in regards to bracha rishana, we have a rule called sheyesh bracha meshes mini dogan. You make one bracha. In regards to the bracha achrana, you cannot count the other foods towards the alamichya. So, what would you say in that situation? You would just say a brain of foshos. Or the person has to make sure that he has a kazayas worth of the mazonis, b'kdei achilas pras, in the time frame of b'kdei achilas pras, in order to be able to say an alamichya. Have a good day.